leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Bond Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today is March 5th, Multiple Personality Day.
Let's have a picnic.
Excellent idea. I concur.
I don't know if a picnic is a good idea.
Say what?
It's multiple personality day. We're going to have us a picnic.
She is correct, monsieur.
Okay, fine.
A fortuitous turn of events.
You got that right, honey.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Super Tuesday voting is now underway in 16 states and one U.S. territory. Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona has announced that she will not run for a second term. In case you needed yet another incentive to cram all of your travel items into a carry-on, Delta Airlines has just boosted the cost of your first checked bag by 17%. That increases adds $5 to the previous and not exactly insignificant $30 fee for domestic flight. Delta, the third major U.S. carrier to hike bag fees. Stocks finished lower. The Dow was down 404 points. The Nasdaq lost 268, and the S&P dropped 52. This is SRN News.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Seth Hullhouse brings hope and insight as he fights against socialism and communism on the Man in America podcast, now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The role of the digital world in shaping our perception of the real world cannot be overlooked. It seems like all of these mechanisms are dividing us in endless ways.
Subscribe to Man in America today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Candidates always lie about where they're from.
A third of delegates don't get decided until Super Tuesday.
Nowadays they seem to be so dumb.
Voters in 15 states heading to the polls for their primaries.
Though they're not quite bright.
Super Tuesday.
You watch them every night on Fox News shows.
The impact that Super Tuesday could have.
Their corporate hosts.
Yeah, people want to know what this Super Tuesday is all about.
Super Tuesday.
I love this headline in the Babylon Bee. And if I didn't have this important poll going on peanut butter creamy versus crunchy, I would probably post it. But the headline says, in major blow to democracy, Supreme Court rules voters can vote for their favorite candidate, which is against everything the Democrats and the left stand for.
Exactly.
Here's, I love this one too. Cast of The View unanimously overturns Supreme Court decision.
Yeah.
So forget it. Don't worry about what Roberts and his eight compadres had to say about the ballot issue. The View is overruled. So you know what? If we keep getting as dumb as we are, The View will be the Supreme Court. Dissolve the Supreme Court. I didn't like the decision, so make them go away. Bastards, they just never take their foot off the gas. You know what they all have in common? I came up with a new word. In fact, I have three new words in my current boom column, which Rosie says on a scale from 1 to 4 is what?
4.
Really?
Yeah.
You could go 3.5. I wouldn't be hurt. It's even 3.
It's very
innovative. I might be a little raw.
It's very innovative.
I might not buy you dinner at Baumhauer's with a 3. If you don't want to work here anymore, give it a 2.
I gave it a 4, Greg.
All right.
I thought it was very innovative. Hang on one second.
Rick Peters, please. Yes, it's Greg Budell, and I think you should give Rosie an immediate raise. Thank you.
No, I thought it was very clever.
I try.
And very innovative.
I wasn't born with these gifts, Rosie. They had to be nurtured and cultivated through the public school system of Chicago. Yeah.
Well, they did a good job, Greg.
Hey, if I could describe today's market in one sound effect or less. Not good, man. It took a big, dookie 400-point loss. I don't know what's behind it, but Brant does, and Brant McDonald will join us at 5:15 and explain what happened today and where it may be going from here.
Yeah, he's got 2 days' worth of news pinned up within him.
Yes, he does. Yeah. So we'll find out from him. By the way, if you want to meet Brant and his incredible team at Invest Advisors, that's a phone call to 387-0094. Awesome group of people. And nobody's going to try to sell you anything. There's no high pressure. What sells at Invista Advisor is something you can connect with on a very visceral basis when you walk in the building. Those of you who've been to New York City when it was good know that energy. When you get off the plane, you walk faster. Everything just seems like it's plugged in, including you. That's what it's like there, that kind of energy. It's very contagious, and it's good. 387-0094. Now, at 412, where's it going? Let's see some of these other Babylon Bee. Scientists suggest prehistoric women were better at hunting than men because they talk so much the animals would just die. Texas National Guard deploys giant sandworms on southern border. What's that movie, Tremors? That wasn't too bad, as those kind of movies go. Study finds that 99% of men pretend to use the force when opening and closing automatic doors. That makes sense. Man struggling to read Bible as it's way over there on the shelf. And there he is sitting forlornly on his couch. I love the bee. They're so good. But this the cast of the view overturns SCOTUS decision. If we're not careful, that'll be real news instead of a joke at some point. At 5:35, as we do our run-up to the Oscars on Sunday night, Ms. Murray's going to review The Holdovers. Paul Giamatti has a Best Actor nomination for that. And can't remember the name. Divine J. Randolph has a Best Actress in a Supporting Role nominee and Best Picture. So we're basically focusing on those that have a chance to win. I am still all on Oppenheimer. It's going to be a very hard movie to beat in any of the categories, and especially Robert Downey Jr. If he doesn't win, I'm going to throw a brick at my TV.
Oh, don't do that.
He's just amazing.
He is.
In this movie.
I'm so glad he came back, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Such a talent.
But if there's a movie that can sneak through and win it because it's so creative, that's American Fiction. And I recommend that to our listeners wholeheartedly because you'll appreciate the satire. You're smart enough to get it. And I honestly still don't understand how Hollywood let this one slip through the cracks. Because basically they're harpooning themselves in this movie. Because they're the same liberals, like the book publishers. Oh, we just love it when you tell you. Anyway, I don't mean to get carried away. I mean, there's actually several. Barbie, forget it. I know Jay loves it. I don't think Rich has seen it. I've surfed into it twice and stayed with it for about 10 minutes, and that's about all I could stomach. And you know, it's not, what's her name? She's really cute as Barbie. Mm-hmm.
It's Ryan Gosling.
No, the woman that played Barbie.
Yeah, but him.
Ryan Gosling sucks the big one. I don't know what this guy, what it is about Ryan Gosling that directors like. They did the movie where he played Neil Armstrong, first man, first something, I forget. How did they wake him up to tell him the scene was over when they were making the movie? He just sleptwalked through the whole thing. if you've seen or watched videos of Neil Armstrong, he was far more animated than Ryan Gosling was, for God's sake. And he's a Canadian, to boot. And he sucks his kid. I saw enough to tell you, without hesitation, does he have a best acting nominee for that stupid movie? No, and he didn't deserve one. Cillian Murphy will get it for Oppenheimer. Maybe Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction, because he's really, really good. And that won't be one of those, Oscar's so white kind of deals. Hollywood's no better than the rest of the world when it comes to choices and diversity and everything else, but they love to wave their finger at you. And as far as I'm concerned, they can stick their finger in their ass, because I am not listening to that. This year's group is really, really strong. In another year, two or three of these movies could win Best Picture, but Oppenheimer has to, because it is everything that Hollywood can be when it focuses on a great story, doesn't pepper it with all their beazle schmeazit and their wokeness and everything else. 4:17 is our time. I want you to look, if you can, over at the computer there, Rosie. I want you to take a look at that car, because I can see you in it. At Jack Ingram Select Used Cars, where it's always time to love what you drive, that is a Buick Cascada. It's 2016. It's only got 62,000 miles. Convertible.
Yeah, I see that.
Rosie, this car was made for you. And when Rick gives you the raise I just asked for, you may want to take that big pile of money and walk over and check it out.
It'll have to be quite a raise, Greg.
Well, we'll see. Boss has been known to surprise from time to time. Anyway, this Cascada Premium is a two-seat convertible, and it's in gorgeous condition, low mileage. And here's the thing that separates Jack Ingram Select from everybody else. First of all, the Ingram family's always been super, super careful about what they resell, because reselling somebody else's troubles is bad for business. Word gets around. I'm an 8-time customer. They have done right by us each and every time. They're that good at vetting the product that they resell. But they've taken it to the next level. John Ingram is the GM. Now offers certified warranties backed by Nissan Certified Select Program. Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, imports, all with a factory warranty. Each car undergoes a rigorous 84-point engine checkup that has to meet original factory specs. Not just come close, but meet. Then they have the car reconditioned in the body shop. It's inspected. And only then does it make it to the floor. And when it makes it to the floor, it comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and a limited warranty. And even rental car reimbursement for the duration of that warranty period. That's their way of saying, forget, all you need to focus on is the vehicle and the price and if it works for you and your needs right now. Jack Ingram, select.com and Jack Ingram Select on the Boulevard. Please tell Tip Tames and his great team of folks over there, guys are fantastic, that you heard about him here. That's important. 4:19, back to the traffic thunder. Rich's forecast coming up.
Well, we definitely have some accidents out there right now. Taylor Road near the entrance to AUM. Got an accident there, as well as Plum Street at Ann. That's right across from Walmart, about a block down from Highland. We also have an accident, 1300 block of East Boulevard, right near Carmichael. We've got several other minor accidents in parking lots and on the edge of the road, not affecting traffic. Please be cautious out there this afternoon. Got some rain in the area. And, of course, watch out in the polling areas for people voting this afternoon. Trenum State now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
Without the complications, call Fabinovations today. Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
$34 trillion in debt. Drugs and crime crushing our communities. What are Jerry Carl's priorities? Not Alabama, not even America. As our country crumbles, Carl sends our cash abroad, sides with Biden to give our taxpayer dollars and defense stockpiles to Ukraine. In this economy, Alabama needs a hand up, but Jerry Carl has nothing but handouts. $40 billion to Ukraine with no oversight and no plan for peace. Ukraine is cashing in with billions from Biden and Jerry Carl, while Americans can't afford gas and groceries. Jerry stood with Joe, sold us out. Now it's time to vote him out. On March 5th, reject Jerry Carl. Paid for by School Freedom Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. SchoolFreedomFund.org. School Freedom Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Fellow patriots, this is a call to action. Hi, I'm Cedric Coley, an America First conservative for District 3 of the Montgomery County Commission. I believe our republic is under siege by enemies both foreign and domestic, but I'm not one to just complain. I supported President Trump in 2016. I stood with him a part of the Stop the Steal movement in 2020. I helped raise awareness against tyranny during the pandemic. On Super Tuesday, I ask that you help me hold the line for liberty right here in Montgomery County. Paid for by the committee to elect Cedric Coley, P.O. Box 242021, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With storm system number one moving through, we have the risk of showers and thunderstorms into the evening hours tonight before ending. Very mild tonight, low 60. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small, maybe an isolated shower. High temperature up to about 76 for Wednesday, upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. Then all eyes on a big deal storm system on Friday with the threat of severe weather and maybe some locally heavy rainfall. We'll continue to monitor that for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor, our showrooms are buzzing with the groundbreaking innovation, power, and reliability of the number one selling compact tractor in America. No surprise, it's a Kubota. Stop by for a test drive today. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hurrah!
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to Babbel for Car Horns, teaching you the universal language of driving. Lesson 1, the soft two-touch. The light's been green for 2 seconds. Give a gentle reminder with 2 short beeps. Now you try it. No. That honk means you pulled right out in front of me, and now you're going 25 in a 50. Try it again, like this. Your turn. Almost. That honk indicates that some SOB in a BMW stole your parking space. Again, this lesson is the soft two-touch. Try once more. Okay, let's take a break and some blood pressure medication. This is Babbel for Car Horns.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, now that I have your undivided attention with my emergency news sounder, you probably know this already, but Kyrsten Sinema is not going to run for re-election. I don't know what the reason was given, but here's my take. She has been asked, I think she's had enough with the Democratic Party. She may be leaning to the left, but I think they've gone off the deep end. She wants nothing to do with it, and the only way they'll support her is if she does what she's told to do. In other words, goose step behind the real leader of the party, who is the big...
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, hole. And I don't think she wants to do it. I don't think she wants to put up with it anymore. You know, if you're a go-along Democrat and you don't care... By the way, Bob Martinez, that little prick, got indicted again. He and his wife both got indicted. How much does that guy have to be charged with before the Senate considers getting his ass out? What an outrage. Two sets of laws. Them, us. And if they can't get us with an existing law, they make one up. Like, you can do some heavy time and pay a huge fine if you borrow money and pay it back on time. As Elon Musk pointed out, the Trump thing in New York with that $400 and blah, blah, blah million dollar thing, where's the victim? If he has to pay that amount of money, who does it go to? Who is the victim in that so-called crime? He paid back the lender on time with interest. And that's why I love it when a smug bitch like Letitia James or this joke, I mean, a very bad joke, not only on the people of Georgia, but on us, watching Fannie Willis and her life fall apart in real time has been a true delight. Because she brought it on all herself with her lies, getting other people to lie for her. There are a lot of people now who will not lie for her. She's done. If there's any justice, and justice means equal application of laws to everybody, no matter what your color is, if there's any real justice left, her ass will be under a jail. The sooner the better. I'll hold my breath, waiting to see what happens. Another interesting story. In fact, I want to thank Rich Thomas for bringing that to my attention this morning. The city of Miami Beach has been a big spring break destination, and they've just about had it with all these delightful college students who come in and literally terrorize the town. It was bad in the 80s in Fort Lauderdale. I lived through one. It was a nightmare for almost 2 months. No control over the crowd. People just bang at the window. Look, I get it. I was 19 once. You know what I was doing? I was working in radio. I was trying to build a career. I wasn't out getting S-faced every night and trying to nail everything that walked by in a bikini. I had my moments, but I really kind of wanted to build my life. Finally, Fort Lauderdale said enough. The complaints from people who paid taxes and who lived close to the beach, there was crime everywhere. They find passed out college students on your lawn, vomit on your car. There were God knows how many rapes, most of which were never solved. It was a bad joke. So Fort Lauderdale said, we'll find other ways to bring people to enjoy the beauty of our area. So they tore down all those old spring break hotels and put up really beautiful facilities that cost an arm and a leg. So not every college student can afford that. So they priced the spring breakers out of Fort Lauderdale. Good. Well, Miami Beach became a destination, and now they want them out too. In fact, they're running a TV commercial on certain platforms to discourage people from choosing Miami Beach as a spring break destination.
Hey. We need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you. We just want different things.
Our idea of a good time is relaxing on the beach.
hitting up the spa,
or checking out a new restaurant.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March? That was our breaking point, so we're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe, so we're done.
And just so you know, we're serious.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access,
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
Yeah, and those are all very young, hip people that are featured in that that message. Go somewhere else. We don't want you. Bo Holt, the forever spring breaker, is joining us on the line. Hey, buddy.
Hey, so I've got a question. You're telling me that the people of Fort Lauderdale and now, what was that, Miami? You mean the
Miami Beach.
People that pay Miami Beach. So the people that actually pay the taxes got enough, had enough, and complained, and the city leadership did something about it?
That is correct.
Hmm. You know, I wonder if something that far-fetched of an idea could ever happen in Montgomery.
I'll tell you, every year when it's spring break in Panama City Beach, what do we hear? Murder, crime, crazy crap going on. And it's often people that come from our neck of the woods down there to do it.
Well, I was about to say, that sounds like every week in the news here lately.
Well,
Montgomery didn't used to be that way, and I remember when it was.
Hey, listen, our mayor's doing his very best to recruit new cops. I see those commercials all the time.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing something about crime.
In the meantime, there's some expensive lights that are underneath the... I think I sent you a video of them the other day. There's lights underneath one of the interstate bridges. They haven't even been there a year, and they cycle through different colors and stuff, and sometimes they're red, white, and blue. Sometimes they just... But I was sitting there thinking, as I'm driving over potholes, how much do these lights cost? What is their purpose? And who paid for them? Why can we spend money on this unnecessary crap when we have bigger priorities to which we need attention?
You're absolutely right, man.
No.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I just got off work, and I'm on my way to vote and ready to be entertained by you fine people on the radio.
We're doing our best, Bo. We're doing our very best. I just got a report from, hang on a second here, from our great virtual producer, Mark Cumby. 1,156 reported so far at Eastmont Baptist Church.
Okay, well...
But I don't know how that stands relative to other primaries, but that seems pretty good.
I mean, I vote in Normandale. I don't know if... Rosie, do you vote there, too?
No, I vote on Fairview at the Huntington, next to the theater where we used to vote.
Yeah.
The Capri?
No. Yeah,
the Cloverdale?
Yeah, it's in Cloverdale, but it's next to... It's at the stadium right there. It's in
the
center.
Yeah.
It's funny, Greg, because even though Rosie and I are right across the street from each other, we're in different
districts.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let me just say this. Bo, you're in a class all by yourself, buddy, so I'm not surprised.
You're awfully kind. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Take care.
Y'all take care.
We haven't had enough time to talk about it, but we do want to mention that tomorrow night, at Baumhauer's, and it's going to be a great time. We're celebrating the engagement of Gary Garvin and Joni, who met by coming to Baumhauer's on Wednesday night. Love could be waiting there for you. You never know. So that's cool. And we have Sally's birthday tomorrow as well. Sally's been a long time. Look, we're not a private club. And I run into so many people. Last week, there was a wonderful family at Baumhauer's. They were sitting off on the other side of the tables. Don't be shy about coming over. Really, we introduce you and you get to meet all these nice people. And for a lot of us, that's our social network, our night out. So come and join the celebration. And then there's, got our fingers crossed, we may be celebrating a third thing, but we'll see. Wow, it's 4:35 already. How do you like that? Now, here's something I have issue with. On the five, they're discussing Keith Olbermann's comments about dissolving the Supreme Court. Keith, nobody, who knows him? He's toast. He was unemployable because he was such a jerk to the people that hired him and the people he worked with. Everybody hates his guts. So why is the five wasting time on his spew when it makes zero difference? Zero difference. I don't understand it. Nobody cares what Keith Olbermann says. He's a mental patient.
Apparently he's the squeaky wheel.
Yeah, he squeaks all right. That's what he's like, an annoying noise that just won't go away. But you really, when you have to look to find somebody and what they're doing, they're not doing very well. That's all I can tell you. Reports Fannie Willis warned Nathan Wade's lawyer to stay quiet about the affair. If she doesn't end up in jail, we should all get burning torches and march on Atlanta. Because she's the poster child for everything that's wrong with this system. When people of her character are prosecuting former presidents, we're screwed. Donald Trump committed no crime. There was no insurrection. There was no attack on the Capitol. The attack on America occurred after George Floyd. And that was one big lie, as Tucker Carlson has pointed out. You can look it up online. The coroner wasn't even allowed to list the true cause of death because they needed so desperately to latch onto that to fundamentally transform the country. And now all these DEI initiatives, the companies are doing away with them. In Florida, they're against the law. They should be against the law everywhere because it's just discrimination trying to solve discrimination, if it exists at all. But companies are now doing away with it because it's expensive and they end up hiring nitwits to be diverse. But Greg, isn't that more important? No, it isn't. Not my business.
Especially when they're not qualified.
Well, it's, you know, it's like there's a group out there that's advocating for more color in the cockpit. Well, I'm all for it if they know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, who cares? When you get on a plane, all you care about is that plane was serviced and maintained by competent people, and the people in the cockpit know what the hell they're doing. So you don't end up splattered across the landscape in some godforsaken place because it fell out of the sky. If you watch the show Air Disasters, you'll notice that about half of those episodes involve pilot error at some level or another. And we're talking about people with tens of thousands of hours of flight time, military experience flying jets, who transitioned to the commercial airline industry and still make a mistake that can be fatal. So I don't want to hear about it. 4:39. I used to be one of those people that would make 10 trips to the drugstore to get all my stuff filled every month. And I thought, you know what? This is kind of insane. Why don't I just go to Adams Drugs and have everything filled on the same day? One trip a month. Not that I mind going. I always love visiting my friends over there on Copperfield where they make the butt paste. And as you know, no matter what happens today, Jacqueline Tomlinson will always be the reigning butt paste queen.
Yes.
That will make no difference. When it comes to customer service, again, and I'm going to use the Chick-fil-A metaphor here again because I think it makes sense. Everybody knows that when you go to Chick-fil-A, they, no matter how long, you're going to keep moving. Well, somehow they find enough people to staff those places to succeed. Adams Drugs, with 12 locations, succeeds in finding people to facilitate the best in customer service, top-notch pharmaceutical people, and, of course, druggists, so that when you go in, they have time to answer your questions. They have time to hunt for a better copay for you. If it comes back a little high, there are coupons and programs available through a lot of the pharmacy manufacturers that they know of, that they can try and save you money, and they'll take the time to do it. You're never going to feel a rush. You're never going to get an eye roll over a question about your medicine. And if you have an over-the-counter need, they'll be happy to get out from behind the counter and take you to make a choice to deal with whatever you're dealing with. Their gift shops are beautiful. The ambiance is Mayberry-esque, and the people are top-notch. I just gave you a whole bunch of reasons. Stop waiting for your national pharmacy store to not only close, how about putting everything they sell behind plastic? Don't do that to yourself. You deserve better. You deserve Adams Drugs. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Back to Skipper. 1819 News is next.
Well, we do have some accidents causing problems this afternoon. If you're on East Boulevard coming from Sam's Club across I-85, at that next intersection at Carmichael, we've got an accident in the left lane. Turn lane to the left is open, or the right lane is going to be your best bet if you're traveling on down East Boulevard. Vaughn Road at the Meadows with injuries. Use caution there. 300 block of East L Circle. We understand we had an accident right near Red Lobster at the light there. Hoping they've got that one out of the way. A lot of our other accidents have cleared. We've got several more minor accidents that are off the road or in parking lots. Please use caution out there. It is a busy afternoon all over Montgomery. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News.
The fire alert that was issued for the southwest region of Alabama has now been lifted. Enough rain has entered that area for the Alabama Forestry Commission to make this decision. The AFC will resume issuing outdoor burn permits. For 9 days in February, the AFC had to put out over 300 wildfires due to the increased winds and dry conditions. Fires burned up over 10,000 acres of land throughout the state of Alabama. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Bond is denied for 5 of the 8 suspects accused of the brutal murder of Mahogany Jackson on February 25th. The suspects were in court on Monday and are being charged with kidnapping and murder. Prosecutors have a witness who saw the videos that were taken by these suspects in the beating and murder of Jackson. Jackson is a young mother who texted her family saying she was in danger and needed help. The next day, Jackson's body was found on a dead-end road. The City Council of Decatur has voted to move forward with the installation of a Safe Haven baby box in that city. The resolution passed last night and will provide money for the Decatur Morgan Hospital Association to create and install the baby box, as well as service it in the years ahead. The location of the Decatur baby box is yet to be determined. In the city of Madison, the new year of 2024 was started out with a new baby box installed at a fire station, and since then, 2 babies have been placed within that baby box by their mothers. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic, and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 3610.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on The Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th, for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
care by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
That Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
AC by Lou Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylouchoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Lou Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC.
84417.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
448, some light rain passing through. No thunderstorms that we know of.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With storm system number 1 moving through, we have the risk of showers and thunderstorms into the evening hours tonight before ending. Very mild tonight, low 60. Tomorrow, the rain chances are small, maybe an isolated shower. High temperature up to about 76 for Wednesday. Upper 70s to near 80 on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. Then all eyes on a big deal storm system on Friday with the threat of severe weather and maybe some locally heavy rainfall. We'll continue to monitor that for you. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. I'm leaving the country if my candidate isn't elected.
Mr. I'm leaving the country if my candidate isn't elected.
Every 4 years, it's the same thing. Negative campaign ads, pointless debates, and the obligatory celebrity who boldly states they'll leave the U.S. if the vote doesn't go their way.
I hear Somalia's lovely this time of year.
Yeah, well, don't let the gates of freedom hit your butt on the way out.
That's right, love it or leave it, yeah.
So when a millionaire movie star pouts about how suddenly the greatest nation on earth will become unlivable post-election, offer to buy a plane ticket and pack his bags for him. He's Mr. I'm leaving the country if my candidate isn't elected. A real American hero.
Mr. I'm leaving the country if my candidate isn't elected.
Whatever, dude. You'll still be here on Wednesday.
Yeah, but, you know, they always say that, but then they disappoint us. They stay here for some reason. I can't imagine why. Could it be because America's a much better place? And somebody's got to keep the a-hole population up. I'm about to post a picture of Jacqueline out in the rain. And the post says the following. Godspeed tonight, Jake Quellen. I hope we're singing in the rain with you.
Oh. She looks like the Morton Salt girl.
Yeah.
Except she's not in yellow. She's in pink.
You know, there's three in that race. The woman that's been on the show with us, mm-hmm. her name escapes me. Yeah. She's a terrific woman. She really is. And I don't mean to diminish her in any way. In fact, it troubles me that we don't have her and others of her caliber. We've got good people competing against each other. Somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. And it just frustrates me that we will have people who deserve to be in office, whatever they're running for, that will be... I don't want them to get discouraged. Nobody wins the first time around. Or not everybody wins the first time around, I should say. Jeez. Not trying to put the curse on anybody. Speaking of elections and Super Tuesday, I think our peanut butter poll has reached the... And I want to see 1,000 hits on Jacqueline's photo in the rain. Okay, gang, come on, let's make this a route. It's such a great picture.
It is.
And guess who was the first one to react to it? Eddie freaking Bader.
Of course.
Because you're better with Bader. And we're up to 176 on the crunchy versus creamy vote.
All right.
Let's see. And our Tales of the Idiocracy broadcast, you can now watch it in living color instead of just listening to it. And that is posted as well.
Moving on up.
Oh, and the breakfast special did 148. That's pretty good, considering it's just an open-faced peanut butter. Oh, God. And there's Joe hugging fat-ass Hillary, who rumor says she's running. Could there be anything more glorious than seeing her lose a second time to Donald Trump? Because I understand how Trump can be unlikable, but even Democrats hate Hillary. In fact, we had the author of that book, Unlikable, on before the 2016 campaign. She is a... Look, this went on in the 90s when all of Bill's affairs started to come out, even during, you know, before he was elected. Jennifer Flowers, all of that. I was on WLS in Chicago. And a lot of people back then said... What is this deal with his wife running healthcare? We're not electing her. We're electing him. Mm-hmm. And that was the first sign that she was going to, in her power-hungry ways, overstep her bounds and leave her full imprint on America. And so unlikable that not even the Democrats could cheat her into office in 2016. That's how much he's hated. So why would they stick her out there again? In a way, I hope they do. And I would love to see Trump debate her and tear her a new ass. No pulling punches with her. Enough. They don't pull punches on us. They're as ugly and evil as they need to be to try and they're trying to win an argument. They're trying to just destroy us so they can just do whatever the fork they want. Does everybody see that? It's kind of obvious to me. Uh-huh. All right. By the way, one of the things I admire about Jacqueline, her law partner, Dana Delk, she's been working, not only campaigning, but working through this entire campaign. You know, her job as a family law lawyer. And that's a practice that has grown in scope. In fact, when you check the number of family court cases tried in this election, Jacqueline's like 300 or 400 ahead of the next closest person on that list. You don't get that kind of experience by hanging around all day and not doing much. No, she's a hard worker. They're both hard workers. And when there's a life crisis, you want to give it to somebody who is going and represent you with the same zeal, the same expertise, if you could represent yourself. That same passion that understands what you're going through, tries to take that burden away from you so you can focus on yourself and your life moving forward. That's what they do. That's among many things they do, really, at the AlabamaFamilyLawyers.com. That's where you'll find online the menu of services offered by Duncan Tomlinson, from child custody, child support. They've been guardian ad litems. And they serve Montgomery, Autauga, Chilton, Lee, Elmore, and the rest of Central Alabama. Two fantastic people. When you have a crisis and you want it handled, give it to people who can truly remove that burden from you. That's Duncan Tomlinson, also representing parents of blended families, and qualified mediators, too. They can do Zoom, telephone consultation, whether it's a judge's chambers or a court of law. You want them on your team. 819-4810, 819-4810 for Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, wet roads, traffic now, and the Wall Street Business Report next.
We still have some accidents on the book. 1300 block of East Boulevard right near Carmichael. Authorities are still on the scene there. We've got an accident in the left lane. The left turn lane is open. Right lane is your best bet if you're headed on down the East Boulevard past Carmichael. Buckle up, drive carefully. We've got a lot of rain in the area. We've also got polling places open. Folks voting, please use caution. Watch out for them entering and exiting the polling spots. Buckle up and be safe. A lot of cars on the road this afternoon. Thompson Tractor's here to help. When you need parts and service, put it on your CAT card. Stop by today and ask about their wicked crazy specials exclusively for CAT card customers. Thompson Tractors on Highway 80 off I-85. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Big tech stocks pulled Wall Street down to its worst day in 3 weeks. The S&P 500 fell 1%, its second straight drop after closing last week at an all-time high. Apple was one of the heaviest weights on the market. It's been struggling on worries about sluggish iPhone sales in China. Microsoft, Tesla, and other influential stocks also sank. Treasury yields fell after U.S. economic data was weaker than expected. The Dow is down 404 points, closing at 38,585. The NASDAQ lost 268 points to 15,939. The S&P 500 dropped 52 to 5078. New York oil fell 59 cents to $78.15 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate. 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fab Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping seal of approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Think if you had